Up, get full, catch, shoot a bird, tree, lying in the yard with a belly full of watermelon. Don't pick cotton and I don't bank grass. Out in the open, sitting on my corn patch. Down in Louisiana where the corn is high, I keep it jumping up to see the gals pass by. Down by the river where the bulrush grows, I watch a gal swimming there without no hesitation. Up cat, bull cat, juniper tree, lying in the yard with a belly full of watermelon. Don't pick cotton and I don't plant grass. Out in the open, sitting on my corn patch. Met Mary Ellen by the old barn door, I know just what she's waiting for. Up in the loft where the oil lamp flickers, I lost my heart and she lost a parasol. Up cat, bull cat, juniper tree, lying in the yard with a belly full of watermelon. Don't pick cotton and I don't plant grass. Out in the open, sitting on my corn patch. Annie was kissed by the preacher's son. She said to him, now what you beating gonna done? He said, I'm at the end of my wits. Ever since the time I grabbed you by the currant bushes. Up cat, bull cat, juniper tree, lying in the yard with a belly full of watermelon. Don't pick cotton and I don't plant grass. Out in the open, sitting on my corn patch. Down Louisiana where the nights are gay, the owls are trained to look the other way. Down on the beach when the nights are black, you find all the young girls lying on the best behavior. Up cat, bull cat, juniper tree, lying in the yard with a belly full of watermelon. Don't pick cotton and don't plant grass. Out in the open, sitting on the corn patch. Townsfolk come here, try to settle down. Pretty soon it's gonna be a great big town. They'll build a lot of roads and houses, and then they'll all have to move to the country again. Up cat, bull cat, juniper tree, lying in the yard with a belly full of watermelon. Don't pick cotton and I don't plant grass. Out in the open, sitting on the corn patch.
Okay. Now, this little next item is a piece of actual true historical fact. It really did happen to my good friend Fatbelly here. Ain't that true, Fatbelly?
Oh, yep, yes, sir, Jim, yeah. Now, you good people, you all know what it's like to take out a gal for the first time, don't you? I mean, you all must have done it. Leastways, if you didn't do it, you all must have tried it on. Let me tell you what happened to me.
Mary Lou, I'm calling you up on the telephone to say thanks for coming to the dance with me and letting me take you home. I'm sorry I seem so nervous and started to stammer and sweat, but it just started as soon as I saw you and I ain't got over it yet. I stared at your great big beautiful blue-green eyes. I wondered if you flirted with all the guys. When you smiled, I nearly shot right out the door, 'cause I'd never seen such pretty little teeth before. Usually a bashful boy, I've took out other gals. I've kissed them on the back doorstep and promised to be pals. But since I first caught sight of you on the Brownsville buggy ride, why I've become such a stuttering bum and my tongue's perpetually tied. My collar gets awful tight when I feel you close as I did it last night. I get a funny feeling in my brain, and I can't go over till I just got to see you again. Said she'd see me Saturday, and I put down the phone. My tongue is back to normal now, and I'm off once more alone. But next time that I meet her on Saturday night around 10, you can bet your bottom dollar I'll be a sister stuttering bum again. I'll grab her by the barn and push her inside. I'll take my courage in both hands and ask her to be my bride. And if she holds my clammy hand and tells me that she would, I'll fetch a preacher out of way, and that'll cure my stomach of good. That's good. That's good.
And now a song called The Girl Who's Gonna Marry Me.
So she can hold, she can read, she can write, she can cook a man a breakfast in the middle of the night. She can cut up a chicken, she can cut down a tree. Woo! That's the girl who's gonna marry me. She can dig, she can jig, she can juggle, she can jump, she can drive a fella crazy with a wiggle of her rump. She can stand in the saddle, she can sit on your knee. Woo! That's the girl who's gonna marry me. She can joke, she can smoke, she can drink a dozen beers. She can move a grand piano, she can move a man to tears. She can pour out a heart, she can pour out your tea. Yep, that's the girl who's gonna marry me.
right. She can flirt, she can fool, she can shoot a mountain lion, she can shoot a little fool. She's as fit as a fairy and fickle as a flea. Woo! That's the girl who's gonna marry me. Roast, she can toast, she can boil, she can bake, she can cut a fella dead, she can cut a slice of cake, she can cook a fella's goose, she can fry a fricassee. Yep, that's the girl who's gonna marry me. She can sweep, she can whip, she can giggle, she can grin, she can play a little poker, she can play a little gin. She's as spicy as a pickle and sweeter than a pea. Yep, she's the girl who's gonna marry me. She's the girl who's gonna.
Now here's a song that's like Aunt Mary's parrot. It speaks for itself. Railroad Man.
They told me when I left the jailhouse, now try to go straight if you can. Now I'm doing fine 'cause I'm on a straight line. I'm working for the railroad man. Oh Lord, I'm working for the railroad. They said lay tracks for the railroad, 'cause steam means speed and power. So I'm doing my best and I'm traveling west about 15 feet an hour. Oh Lord, about 15 feet an hour. Oh, I crouched all night laying track down, and the wind on my back made me choke. And I felt that bottom, I fell out of my life till I found that my braces had broke. Oh Lord, I found that my braces had broke. Somebody stole my hammer, but I still gotta earn my bread. And life ain't so grand when you're standing on your hands and driving in the rivers with your head. Oh Lord, driving in the rivers with your head. There's a curve in the track up yonder. I think it's the beginning of the end. I've tried going straight but said to relate. I think I'm going round the bend. Oh Lord, I think I'm going round the bend.
Well, lovely people, it sure is a downright treat to be with you, you know. Ain't that right, Fat Belly?
Sure is, Big Jim.
My buddy, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Belly Jones.
Thank you, people.
Yes, sir, it's always a privilege to be allowed into your homes like this. You know, Fat Belly here, of course, he's been in more homes than I have, ain't you?
Oh, that's right, Jim, yeah. I just come out of one last week.
You better?
Sure enough, Jim, yeah. I ain't right, but I'm better.
Of course, traveling around the countryside as we do, not doing a regular job, just getting our food and shelter where we can, well, that kind of affects you, you know, good people. You know, it does. I mean, a strange feeling comes over you. A pleasant, unworldly calm settles upon your soul. And we have a name for it in the folk world. We call it laziness.
Yeah, I love being lazy. I really work at it.
Now we've just sung you a work song, and now we're going to sing you a love song, because love and work, well, they're really, really big things in people's lives, ain't they? I mean, what else is there?
Yeah, the food.
Yeah, we tried that one time. You know, Fat Belly wrote a song about food once. What was it called, Fat Belly?
Yeah, I'm in love with a big red jelly. Never caught on, though.
No, certainly didn't. Boy, that was a Lulu.
yeah, that was a Lulu.
People didn't know whether to sing it, eat it, or throw it in the fan. Anyway, here's the song. And Fat Belly here, he's got a new instrument he just invented. Show the good people your new instrument, Fat.
Well, here it is, Big Jim. Look, there it is.
That's a mighty strange piece of equipment you got there, boy.
Well, thanks, Big Jim.
What do you call it?
Well, I don't rightly call it anything, Big Jim, but I suppose if I was to call it anything, I guess I'd call it Norman.
Why Norman?
Well, that's my favorite name.
Yeah, but that's for a man.
No, I like women, too, if they call Norman.
You're right. You ain't right, are you? Okay, let's hit the song. A little song a fat belly thought of while he was taking a bath. It's called The Dimples in Her Cheeks.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
And the ribbons in her hair. And the rosebuds on her lips. And that lacy underwear. Oh, the dimples in her cheeks. There's a girl who lives near me, pretty as a pin. Whenever I go by her place, she always lets me in. She's a gal without no brain, she's simple, so they say. But when I take her in the mood, she always knows the way.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
And the sunburn on her knees.
And the sunburn on her knees.
And the music in her voice.
And the music in her voice.
And she tries so hard to please. Oh, the sunburn on her knees.
When first we met, she was wearing pants and pushing an old iron plow. At first I thought she was a boy, but I don't think so now. Sometimes we go for buggy rides, and other times we walk. I'd like to ask the gal her name, but we don't get time to talk.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
And the way she looks at me.
And the way she looks at me.
And her fingers and her feet.
And her fingers and her feet.
And her femininity.
Oh, her femininity.
Whenever she walks out with me, the townsfolk stop and stare. They never see just pretty things strolling around the square. She really has so many charms, I'm always up to stunts. Like trying hard to get my arm around everything at once.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
And the freckles on her back.
And the freckles on her back.
And the starlight in her eyes.
My brother Jack.
What a shame she married Jack.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
And the ribbons in her hair.
And the rosebud on her lips.
And the lacy underwear.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
And the sunbun on her knees.
And the music in her voice.
And she tries hard to please.
Oh, the dimples in her cheeks.
And the freckles on her back.
And the starlight in her eyes.
And she loves my brother Jack.
Well, right now we'd like to rend one of our foreign songs. This one's from England. We found this one in Manchester, England. Now, that's a little town just outside Liverpool, ain't it, Big Jim?
Certainly is, Fat Belly. Yep. This is a sort of song you might hear if you was wandering down a country lane in Manchester. It's called Our Mary Ann.
There's a girl on our street, pretty as can be. Mary Ann's her name, and she never smiles at me. She likes men with whiskers, and when she's about, with her latest fella, why the kids all shout.
Oh, Mary Ann is with the pure man. Oh, Mary Ann is with the pure man. Please pull quick and stop it if you can.
Down by the creek she saw a man behind a tree. She knew he was a Scotsman because his knees were bare. But when she saw his spur and why he went quite spare.
Oh, Mary Ann, yes, with the hairy man. Oh, Mary Ann, yes, with the hairy man. Face poor Queen can't stop it.
And a mini kangaroo. But when a big gorilla snarled at her with rage, she gave a little giggle and she jumped inside the cage.
Oh, Mary Ann, he's with the hairy man. Oh, Mary Ann, he's with the hairy man. Fish for queen can't stop it if you can. Cause a hairy man is dallying with old Mary Ann.
I'd like to take this opportunity of introducing you once again to my old partner and buddy, Fat Belly Jones. Let's hear it.
Well, thank you, people. Mighty nice of you. Real nice.
Of course, me and Fat Belly, we've traveled all over the world. Parts of Scotland, too. A lot of folks don't know that we're cousins, do they, Fat Belly?
No, they don't, Big Jim. No, that's right. I didn't know that myself. No, we're sort of half cousins. He's a cousin, I ain't. Well, that's just one of my little jokes. I wish I could think of one of my big ones.
I think maybe we better get stuck straight into the next song. This song was discovered by me and Fat Belly when we was walking across America.
Yeah, boy, that was quite a walk. We was in the state of Tennessee, wasn't we, Jim?
Right. Leastways, I was in the state of Tennessee. He was in a state of collapse. And suddenly, this athlete ran by throwing these little bits of paper in the air. Sort of a paper chase, I guess you'd call it.
Yep, and it was the manuscript of this song. It was all torn up into bits and thrown on the ground.
Yes, sir, yes. Just one of those songs that we just picked up as we went along. And here it is, all about a pretty girl who gets in the wrong thing. Hit it, Fat Belly.
My cousin Pauline was a Tennessee queen, as pretty a critter as you've ever seen. But she was so dumb that no matter how she tried, when she opened her mouth, she put her foot right inside. We knew what she meant, we knew what she meant. We heard what she said, but we knew what she meant.
She invited the preacher to her house, they say. She said, it's a party, I'm 19 today. Ma's brought me a dress and a bonnet so cute. So come round and see me in my birthday suit.
We knew what she meant, we knew what she meant. We heard what she said, but we knew what she meant.
She went to a dance hall one night on her own, and she smiled at a young man who stood all alone. He remarked that he'd not had the pleasure before, and she answered, come on then, let's get on the floor. One day she went into a department store, and she said to the guy who would stoop by the door, I need some material to make a new belt. Perhaps you can tell me where I can get felt.
Well, we knew what she meant, we knew what she meant. We heard what she said, but we knew what she meant.
A beautiful pear tree in her garden does grow. She decided to enter the fruit in the show. So she visited her rivals and she said in advance, when the judges see my pear, you don't stand a chance. She said, I once met a fellow with dark wavy hair, so we rushed off to Alaska for a quick love affair. But I came back disappointed with a cold and a cough. We were both frozen stiff and I just broke it off.
Well, we knew what she meant, we knew what she meant. We heard what she said, but we knew what she meant. We knew what she meant, we knew what she meant. We heard what she said.